My dear brethren of the priesthood, I am grateful to be with you in this priesthood meeting and desire to say a few words about using the priesthood to benefit mankind. This priesthood administers the gospel. It is a delegate of authority from the Lord Himself and has been given to us so we can do whatsoever is necessary to save and exalt ourselves as well as to bless our fellow men in the celestial kingdom of heaven. In one of the early revelations given to the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord said, "If thou wilt do good, yea, and hold out faith to the end, thou shalt be saved in the kingdom of God, which is the greatest of all the gifts of God, for there is no greater gift than the gift of salvation." Now, salvation, which is the greatest blessing any man can receive, and the gospel is administered by the power of the priesthood, and so the priesthood is given to us to bless ourselves and our father's other children. It is by the power and authority of the priesthood that the gospel is preached. And what greater blessing can come into the life of anyone than to receive the gospel? It is by the power of the priesthood that men are baptized for the remission of sins, and that they receive the satisfying power of the Holy Ghost in their lives. We receive the Melchizedek priesthood by covenant. We promise to magnify our callings and to live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. The Lord promises us that if we do these things, we shall gain exaltation in the highest heaven, in the celestial world. Marriage, for time and for all eternity, is an order of the priesthood, or commandment, in which the participating parties are promised kingdoms and thrones if they are true and faithful to their obligations. Brethren who hold the holy priesthood are authorized to administer to the sick in the household of health. so that the faithful saints may be restored to health and vigor if they are not appointed unto death. And so it goes through all the realm of the church service. The blessings of the Lord are offered to the saints and to the world through the administration of those who hold his holy priesthood and who repent and who are in fact willing to serve him and keep his commandments. Now, my plea to all the brethren of the priesthood is that they use the authority which they have received to bless first themselves and then their fellow men, acting always in harmony with the established order of the church. Those who can and are worthy should respond to calls to preach the gospel at home and abroad. Husbands should bless their wives and children. All of us should qualify for the blessings of the house of the Lord, which are blessings bestowed upon us. My dear brethren, this matter of holding the priesthood is not a light or a small thing. We are dealing with the Lord's power and authority, which he has given us and to others by the opening of the heavens in this day, so that every blessing might again be available to us as it was available when man was first placed upon the earth. It is my prayer that we may all learn our duties, that we may hold the priesthood in high regard, that we may magnify our callings, and that we may use our priesthood to bless not only others, but ourselves. Our brethren receive our blessings if they are faithful, and all who will give heed to the message of salvation, which we carry to all parts of the world. And I wish to give my blessing at this time upon all those who have been willing to receive the priesthood, have been ordained, who hold some office, and are faithful therein. We are under the responsibility of not only receiving this priesthood for ourselves, our own benefit, but to benefit those who are scattered upon all the face of the earth, who are willing to repent and receive the gospel. And if they will give message and we will give the message of salvation to all parts of the world, That's our responsibility. And I wish to express my appreciation, thanks, and willingness to join with you, my good brethren, and do all that is possible to bring salvation to every soul who is willing to repent throughout this world. And I say this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.